119 million pills were sold in bulk in Vermont by opioid distributors and manufacturers from 2006 to 2012. That's according to data from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration that was made public last week after the Washington Post and the Charleston Gazette-Mail in West Virginia filed a lawsuit seeking access to the numbers. Now, 7Days data editor Andrea Suazo dug into those raw numbers to find data specific to Vermont, and she joins me now to talk about it. Hey, Andrea.
Hi, Henry. Thanks for having me.
So according to your analysis, 191 oxycodone and hydrocodone pills per person in Vermont were distributed between 2006 and 2012. Was that number surprising to you?
It was. It really was. I had spent a lot of time kind of in the high level data looking at, 119.5 million. That's a number that's really hard to comprehend. But I think breaking it down by people in Vermont, the 191 number really kind of made it real for me. That is a lot of pills.
Yeah, yeah. And so we should say, these numbers are going back from 2006 to 2012, which is a while ago at this point. Why is that time period significant?
So in 2011, the Vermont Health Department actually saw more people in treatment for prescription opioids than for heroin, which was a real turning point. So that time period is where nationally opioid prescribing is really going up and up and up. And so it sort of paints a picture of how this happened.
So this is the raw number of pills coming into Vermont hospitals and pharmacies, which is interesting. But does it tell us anything about how many pills were actually being prescribed to Vermonters at the time?
It does not. And that is one of the limitations of the data set. We can infer that pharmacies are ordering pills because there is demand for them. So we can infer that a lot of these are getting sold because presumably they don't want to stock things they're not going to be able to turn around before their expiration dates. But we do not have the doctor prescribing data that actually the state of Vermont did start collecting in 2009, I believe. But that's not public. So this is a limited window into the opioid crisis, but it does provide us an industry side view of what was happening. We know that the manufacturers and distributors were pushing for opioid pill sales. They were kind of pushing to get the product out there. And so this is part of that.
Yeah. And so as they're pushing these sales, which companies in Vermont and institutions were buying the most pills?
The highest one in the data set that was selling to consumers was UVM Medical Center, which is not super surprising. Their pharmacy at their Burlington location was the highest purchaser. The next highest purchasers are three Kinney Drugs in St. Albans, Barry, and Morrisville. And then Springfield Pharmacy was the fifth highest purchaser.
Essentially tracking to some of the population centers of the state.
Yes. Yeah. And some of the hardest hit areas, Franklin County, Washington County, where Barry is also, they did see a rising number of opioid deaths.
So you've dug out this information so far from this data, where in the state it was going, who was ordering it, what companies were selling to Vermont. What questions do you still have?
I am curious to look at kind of the individual pharmacy level and look at the trends of what pharmacies were seeing increased demand in the state and, whether there are any outliers there. I'm still very much learning about this kind of area of data collection. So I'm kind of curious to dig in a little more on some of the columns that I haven't looked at yet.
Andrea Suazo is a data editor for 7Days. Andrea, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks a lot for having me.